Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Khazanchi Jewellers Limited Q2 FY25 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Neha Rathod from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Khazanchi Jewellers Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Kumar, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Vikas Mehta, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Kumar. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to our H1 FY25 conference call today. I will provide an overview of Khazanchi Jewellers Limited, highlight recent developments, and discuss the impact of recent policy changes before going into our H1 FY25 performance detail. Headquartered in Chennai, Tamil Nadu, we are known for our dedication to quality, innovation, and ethical practices. We proudly hold the BIS Hallmark Certificate and are an authorized member of IIBX platform, underscoring our reputation as a trusted jeweler. Our primary retail location showroom is in Saukarpet, Chennai, offers a comprehensive shopping experience across 25-plus product categories with a design library of over 5 lakh unique designs. The showroom attracts approximately 120 daily visitors, reflecting its strong market position and customer engagement. I am also pleased to share that we will soon be expanding our retail footprint with a new flagship showroom in Embassy Hosur, Saukarpet, Chennai, scheduled to open by April 2025. This 10,000 sq ft facility will feature an even wider selection of gold, silver, diamond jewelry, elevating the shopping experience for our customers. Our strategy with this showroom is to focus on B2C segment also, enhancing our market position and refining our customer-centric approach. Strategically, we are shifting our focus towards high-value temple jewelry, which aligns with our cultural heritages and offers strong margins. Additionally, we are making significant inroads into the B2B market with our jewelry now available in prominent multi-stores and renowned generational jewelers throughout South India. This expansion strengthens our presence and enables us to serve a broader customer base. Now, I highlight the financials of H1 FY25. Khazanchi Jewellers has demonstrated remarkable financial performance. The company reported total income of 756.53 crores, marking a substantial year-on-year growth of 86.27%. EBITDA reached 28.8 crores, reflecting an impressive year-on-year increase of 38.79%. PAT stood at 20.05 crores, up by 27.54% compared to the previous year. Earnings per share also shows a significant rise, growing to 27.56% to ₹8.10. These results underscore the company's strong financial health and strong growth trajectory. In conclusion, our strong performance in H1 FY25, along with our strategic expansion and favorable policy changes, sets Khazanchi Jewellers on a path to continued success. I am confident that our strategic initiatives and the new showroom will further enhance our market presence. I appreciate the ongoing support of our shareholders, customers, and employees, and I look forward to achieving new milestones together. Thank you for joining us. and now I am excited about the opportunity that lies ahead. With this brief remark, now I request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have first question from the line of Rachna Sharma from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, thank you so much, sir, for providing me this opportunity. My question is, could you share more on company's gross margin performance during H1 and plans to maintain or improve it?
Yeah, the company has achieved a gross margin of somewhere around 4.5% to 5%, and a net margin of working around 3%.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, were there any significant one-time expenses or savings that impacted the H1 FY25 results?
How's the question? Yeah.
So my question is...
Could you repeat the question, please? Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any significant one-time expenses or savings that impacted the H1 FY25 results?
No, it is not much of the significant. Any one payment was made. Things were going on the routine basis, and all the sales and all were improving.
Okay, okay, sir. And so my last question is, what challenges were faced in H1 25 results, and how did the company address them to achieve these results?
That's what that was not much of a challenge. Even the opportunities were there in the HY 25 results, and since the management has a wide experience, all the little bit challenges were easily addressed and solved.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Palash Kavale from Novama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And,
sorry for interrupting, sir. Your voice is not audible.
Yeah. Is it audible now?
Yes, sir. Much better.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on this set of results.
Thank you. Thank
sir,
you
what
so
was
much.
The, sir, what was the contribution from gold versus ornaments versus bullion? Could you... Yeah,
that's what. For the FY21, somewhere around 75% of the sales were from gold ornaments and 25%, nearing 25% were bullion.
So, sir, is so this must be the reason for margins going down, right?
Yeah.
And, sir, where do you see for the...
But even from the last, what they say, last half early, even the ornament sales have improved very much.
So, sir, what was the contribution last year? If you could give that number, that would be really helpful.
Sorry, currently, I don't have the data in my hand. I will share you in a later date.
Okay, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And, sir, your operating cash flows have turned positive. So, do you foresee like cash flows being positive for the whole year or going forward? If you give some color on that, that would be helpful.
Obviously, this is the management has always involved their funds in the system only into the business. So, it is going to be positive only for the whole year.
And sir, for next year when you open the retail store, will it affect or you expect that cash flows would be positive for next year also?
Yeah, subsequently, as the management has decided to, what they say, source the new store with the correct capital. So, in that case, it will be positive only.
Yeah. And sir, what kind of demand, momentum are you seeing in demand? Like, can we expect the similar number in H2 also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Since the management has been working on the various activities and working hard on progress and growth of top line and bottom line also, so the numbers will surely somewhere to that proportion it will be clean.
Okay. And sir, in terms of next year's opening of new showroom, what kind of revenue it can generate in the first year?
So the, we are expecting an addition of somewhere around what they say. It would be an addition of 150 crores in the retail segment.
Okay, okay. And sir, do you expect that the ornament versus bullion ratio to be same as H1 for the whole year, or the ornament sales would be more?
Ornament sales would be gradually improving, sir. On the next, for the whole year, that whole proportion would be reducing to somewhere around 20% bullion sales.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. And congratulations again for the good set of numbers.
Thank you.
All the best. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one now. We have a question from Utkarsh Sen from D Street Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions are being answered. I'll join back the queue.
Okay. Yeah. We will take next question from the line of Priya from Green Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, your line is unmuted.
So my question is, could you discuss how demand patterns evolved during the first half and if any observed?
Could you repeat the question?
Yes. So my question is, could you please discuss how demand patterns evolved during the first half and if any seasonal trends were observed?
So here in South India, most of the demands are uniformly spread for the whole year. Only the few days as what they say, Sarad and all the days were quite slow, but overall the HY was good. As the custom duty was reduced, the demand was even high at the during budget period.
Okay, sir. I have one more question. Is there any specific marketing or promotional activities that had a notable impact on H1 sales?
Yes, that's what we have approached all our B2B clients. We do door-to-door marketing. We understand their demand requirement and produce the product accordingly. And things went on that way.
Okay, sir. So just one more question from my side. How did fluctuation in the Indian rupees affected import cost and overall profitability in H1?
There was not a much impact on the margin. Only the reduction of price was very short period. Say when the budget was announced, the price reduced, the duty reduced by 9%. And if it is a short span of time, 20 days along, once again the price appreciated. And it was easily digested in the market. And there was not much impact on the price, on the margin.
Oh, that's so good. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. We have next question from Pradeep J from Investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is that I understand that there are five legal heads of the founder. Now, is there any succession plan on the table or how is it?
I couldn't understand your question, sir.
I understand that there are five legal heads of the founder. Of the founder of the company, there are five legal heads. Is there a succession plan on the table presently or how is it?
No, it has been working with all the legal heads are along with the company and working good. So, nothing has been planned on that.
So, there is no succession plan as such?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. So, second question is that as per the MCA master data, it shows that there are property charged to the extent of 33 crores on from this thing from HDFC Bank. So
yeah.
Basically, loan do we have in our books, long term borrowings or anything?
That's what the company hold and the loan of around 40 crores CC limit.
From HDFC
Bank, yes.
From HDFC Bank. So there are quite a few. There are four charges on HDFC Bank. I know there's one on Indian Bank and one State Bank and two HDFC Bank. So the 40 crores which odd which has been long term borrowings, right? Or what is it?
That's what it is, a CC limit sanctioned by the company.
CC limit, okay. So these 40 crores are entirely from HDFC or split?
It's entirely from HDFC only.
So, because the State Bank and Indian Bank also have charges to the extent of...
No, previously the limit was from State Bank of India. Now it has been shifted to HDFC.
Okay. So so any charge of property which still remains at the State Bank of India?
No. It has been already transferred to HDFC.
Okay. And Kanchi Silver, what is the update on the silver front? Because the silver prices have been on record high. So
okay.
So what is the update on that front, Kazanchi Silver? Where do we have the any showroom is there or how is it?
Yeah, Kazanchi Silver is in our sister concern. That is, they have our showroom here, and it is a promoter group company. And Kazanchi Jewelers Limited is be entering into silver segment very shortly. We have plans to enter.
Any update on the last quarter on the sales aspect as to how much we made the last quarter?
Regarding what?
The sales, top line, the sales. With the Kazanchi.
You are talking about the most Kazanchi Jewelers now.
No, silver. I'm seeing particularly on the subsidiary listing.
Subsidiary? That data I don't hold actually. And we will share it with you on a later time.
Okay. And the new showroom, which
it's
is
not coming up. Subsidiary, it is a promoter group company.
It's a promoter group. Oh, it's not a subsidiary of Kazanchi Jewelers.
No, it's not a subsidiary of Kazanchi.
Okay, then it does not pertain to the listed company.
Yeah.
Right. So, just one more question. So, when is the new showroom coming, and when is it likely to open?
New showroom is coming on NSE Bosroads. It is a very prominent area, as you know, the Kalbadevi area in Mumbai. It is the most familiar and most widely known area here. So, it is coming up in NSE Bosroads, and it is of 10,000 square feet, and it would be coming by. Somewhere around April of or May of this 2025.
Okay. Okay, that's all the questions from my side. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Jairaj Jain from EY Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
So, sir, I can see that your PAT grew by, like profit after tax grew by 27% on Y-on-Y basis. So, can you please elaborate on which specific sectors that drove this profitability increase?
That's what mainly we are focusing on. The 90% of the sales is on B2B segment and 10% is on retail segment. And the growth of profits, bottom line, is from both the segments proportionately.
So, is there any plan to increase from B2C in the next upcoming years or quarters?
That's what we have an expansion plan of 10,000 square feet coming up in April 2025. Big showroom for a B2C segment, which is an higher margin segment where we are making an expansion.
Okay. And I have seen that there was an 86% growth in total income. So, who are the key contributors in your for this growth? And can we expect to be continued into H2 FY25 also?
Yes, sir. That's what I told you. No? It is a proportionate contribution from B2B and both the segments. And it is not from the what they say, some few clients. It is an proportionate. We have a wide customer database, and it is jointly. And we have added new clients also. So it has been from all them. And what was the next part you said?
Like how can we, like, do we expect the same into to continue the same in HY22? Like,
yes. We would be having a very good growth in the coming H2, and we are working on it to achieve the higher numbers better than this.
Okay. So my last question is, can you provide more insight on how did you manage your cost management practices which supported your EBITDA growth of 38%? Like, how did you manage to achieve 38% EBITDA growth with your, like, cost management practices?
That's what we have a better, the higher margin products we have introduced, and that day-to-day marketing, and our stock rolling period we have improved very much from past year. So the EBITDA margin has improved.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you for answering my question. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We have a question from Palash Kavale from Novama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, could you give the margin breakup between B2B versus B2C?
The B2C, we have a gross margin of 3.4 to 4% B2B, and B2C we have margin of somewhere around 9 to 10%.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the data. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have a question from Tara Kaur from VY Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is that we see that there's 80% YoY growth in the total income. So I just wanted to know the breakdown of the revenue growth by category. So how much gold was able to get into the business, diamond, and, you know, other metal?
That's what. We are majorly into gold business. Diamond proportion is very less. We are expanding our diamond proportion now. And we are going to start up an B2B distribution in diamonds also very shortly. So the major proportion is gold only, gold ornament.
So the majority is coming from gold only, right?
Yeah. And 90% is of B2B and 10% is of B2C. Now, since we are expanding on B2C segment, so B2C segment is going to improve at a very fast pace.
Okay, so B2C is a fully store-based or any online we are doing, online sell?
Yeah. But at the time of opening the new showroom, we will be introducing an online app for online purchases.
And how much revenue we are getting from online app?
No, till now, on the opening of new showroom, we will introduce that.
Okay. And my next question is that what are the factors that contributed to EBITDA increase? We are seeing a healthy EBITDA of 38.79. So what was the factor? Like operating income, operating expenses?
Yeah, operating income only, as the introduction of various fast-moving products, marketing strategies, introduction of fusion jewelry, and decreasing of our stock rolling cycle, all these factors have improved.
Okay, so that's all from my side. Congratulations on getting a great set of numbers and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a question from Aditi Roy from Patel Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. My question is, how is the company balancing growth and profitability, and what priorities are set for the second half of FY25?
Yeah, as for the top line is growing, the same way the profitability is increasing, and since we are focusing on higher margin products, the profitability will be better in the coming years. And yes, the company is working on for better numbers for the coming half.
Okay, sir. And my next question is, Can you share insights into new product launches or collections introduced in H1 and their contribution to revenue?
That's what the regular products, whatever is required, we are introducing it on day-to-day basis and focusing on the designs always. And we have introduced fusion jewelry, lightweight jewelry. Since the prices of gold has increased, we are creating the same product within the low budget. So all these things we are working on it, and we are introducing various fusion jewelers where the base products are accessories are collected from various states all over Pan India, and it is assembled in one particular segment, and all that is taken place for the betterment of Abhijitra.
Okay, sir. And my last question is, what are the primary areas of focus on sustaining growth in H2 FY25 based on H1 results?
That's what the growth segments are same only. We are focusing on the products which are widely demanded all over our customer base, and we are expanding our customer range. B2B expansion also we are progressing, and then after opening of the new showroom, even the expansion of B2C is going to take place, which is going to add an additional margin. So overall, the growth is going to be at the same pace for the coming half.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Mahesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. And my question is, how has the rising or fluctuating raw material costs affected our EBITDA margin?
The fluctuation does not cause much of our margin, as we are working on a daily refilling cycle. Whatever requirement is there, we purchase daily, or whatever we sell, we refill it daily. On daily basis, we make that. So that fluctuation does not make any much impact on our EBITDA margin.
Okay, so due to the daily trade, the fluctuation doesn't impact, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and can you also elaborate on how the Indian International Bullion Exchange platform has influenced cost management?
Yeah, when we import gold from that exchange, there is an additional benefit for qualified jewelers. And since we are qualified jewelers, we are getting bullion at a lower rate of 1%.
Okay, and does that have any impact on our income growth during this half?
That's what the cost of what the procurement of material helps us in making an additional margin of 1%.
Okay, got it. And can you also provide more insight on the performance of our retail versus a wholesale sales channel?
That's what currently I told you as previously. 90% of sales are from B2B segment and 10% are from B2C. And now we are expanding on the B2C segment, and after opening of the new showroom for a period of another 2 years, it will the proportion of B2C will improve somewhere around 20 to 25%.
Okay, so after the inauguration of the new store, our B2C performance will improve, right?
Yeah, B2C performance will surely improve. And overall, it would be somewhere around 20% of the total sales.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, we would like to remind you that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Priya Gupta from HNI Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Ma'am, please go ahead with your question.
Yes. Okay, my question is, could you explain margin performance in H1 FY25 and any changes in pricing strategies to sustain it?
But the margins are intact as H1 as top line has increased, and even accordingly the margins have improved. and it is going to sustain for the coming years. We are working on different types of products which are highly acceptable in the market, which has a fast rolling cycle and which provides us higher margin.
Okay, thank you. And my next question is, were there any changes in sourcing costs due to import and export dynamics, and how did this affect margins?
That's what the sourcing cost is. We have been a qualified jeweler in IIFL. We are getting gold at a better price compared to the market, since it has been provided 1% discount to us.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have a question from Dheeraj Yadav from Raj Industries. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. What my question is, what is the contribution of B2B business or contract manufacturing to overall revenue?
That's what we do manufacturing from all over the artisans from Pan India, various factories as per the requirement. And overall contribution wise, what you say is B2B sales is of 90% and 10% is of the B2C sales. And procurement wise, 75% of the product we manufacture, around 15% we source it from certified dealers are various factories.
Okay, and any new B2B client is added?
Yeah, lots of B2B clients added. Here, all over South India, we have diversified clients because we don't, we have all clients diversified spread all over South India. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and my
jewelers in all over South India has been we have been adding, and lots of clients have been added. Hello.
I believe the line for Ms. Dheeraj has been disconnected. We will proceed with the next question, which is from the line of Babu George from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sir, my question is, can you throw some light what was the demand during this first half of FY25 for gold and other precious stones like diamonds?
The demand for gold ornaments was very good, and since the proportion in which we deal in diamond is very less, since we are going to expand it now only, so the overall out of our overall contribution, 2% was around our diamond demand.
Okay. So my next question is, for improving the EBITDA and PAT margins, are we having any improvement of process by which we are doing this?
Hello? Yeah, that's what we have been focusing on, the various designs which are of lightweight fusion jewelry and widely demanded products which improves our rolling cycle. All these have added to our EBITDA margin.
Okay. Sir, my next question is, what percentage of total revenue came from bullion items compared to previous quarters?
Yeah, the total revenue was around 20 to 25% was from bullion and 75% from ornament sale.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have a question from Sandesh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Rather than talking about the business, I have just one plain question regarding where do we see ourselves in next like 5 years with like Kalyan Jewelers at the top and Titan at the top. Do we consider ourselves capable enough to grow in that line or scale our business to that level in future? And what could be the possible timeline? I want to know the vision rather than the numbers, if you can please. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Since I tell you, since our management has a very vast experience, has been in the field for more than 5 decades nearly, we are making progress so that we could also open up various stores. We have appointed our CFO, Mr. Vikas Mehta, to identify the strategic location for the expansion of B2B and B2C segment. And surely after in coming 5 years, you will see at a very year on year, there would be a growth of around 25%. And as showroom adds on, even the progress will be high.
Right now we have a clear visibility of revenue coming from our upcoming showroom, and then thereafter, since you have mentioned, we are planning to open 3-4 showrooms also.
Yeah.
But what about our geographical expansion into north, like we are mostly into south right now, but what about our expansion, our plans regarding expanding in north, or maybe the fundraise required for that in future, any plans?
That's what, just since initially we are in south and we are very well known in south, we are going to expand in south initially, and later on we will think of expansion on an other geographical area. Since the demand of overall gold jewelry is 40%, we find a wide potential here in South India.
Right. Sir, one last question. Since in our previous presentations, we have mentioned that because of seasonality in the business, the current results should have not been that good, which are... very good in the seasonally weak quarter. So what were the reasons for delivering above the guidance in current H1?
That's what, current H1 was pretty well, because even the duties were reduced, prices were reduced, so demand was very high. Hardly for the last month, 15 days or Sharad was there, except that all quarter was very good.
Right. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best. I wish we could complete the likes of P.N. Gadgil from the south soon. Thank you.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Participants, if you have any questions, you may please press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to Neha Rathod for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Khazanchi Jewelers Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone. Thank you all.
On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.